If a king tells me, I have a surprise for you, I will think he has a Bentley for me, Bugatti, something like that. Allah Jalla Jalal, the best of examples, the king of all kings, he says, I got a surprise. The Sahaba were very puzzled and confused. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, Ameen, O Allah accept. Ameen, O Allah accept. He said it three times. Why were they confused? Because there was no dua. There's no request. You say a dua, then you say Ameen. So the Prophet said Ameen, but there's no dua. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what was that? So he said, Atani Jibreel. Jibreel, the angel that Allah sent to me, he was making dua. Oh, so the dua was from Jibreel. Yes, what was his dua? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam, O Allah, humiliate, ruin, destroy. Allahu Akbar. Who is it? The one who witnesses Ramadan and does not end up being forgiven. So the Prophet said, Ameen. May Allah accept your dua, Jibreel. Allahu Akbar. You might say, but Rasulullah is rahmatan lil alameen. The Prophet of Allah is mercy to all beings. Why? Why would he say Ameen? No, this is not a hit against the Prophet's rahmah. This is a hit against someone who does not care about Allah. How in the world can you witness Ramadan and still leave as a loser? It is very much impossible. You have to work very hard. Wallah, you gotta work perhaps very hard to leave Ramadan more miserable than before Ramadan. And inshallah, I want to share with you the four things Allah offers you in Ramadan. Four things no other month is being provided for. What makes Ramadan special? Number one, forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness can be any time, any day we make tawbah. No, listen, the forgiveness package Allah gives in Ramadan, you will not find anywhere else. Let me give you three ahadith about forgiveness. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man sama Ramadan, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, Imanan wahtisaba, two conditions. Out of faith, I have to do this. It's not culture. Wahtisaba, and I hope for the reward of it. Then all of your sins are forgiven. All of them, if you do that throughout the month of Ramadan. My fasting, you know, wasn't up to par, you know. But you got another offer. Forgiveness, yes. Rasulullah says, Man qama Ramadan, whoever stands up during the nights of Ramadan, after Isha, before Fajr, that period, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 raka'at you pray, you do that throughout the whole month of Ramadan, all of your sins are forgiven. But brother, you know, sometimes I work, you know, night shift, and sometimes, you know, I get tired, I miss out on one night. Ya Allah. Third hadith, catch one night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qama laylat al-qadr. If you stand up on one night, ya akhi, with faith and ihtisab, hope, all of your sins are forgiven. This offers not any other month. That's one, forgiveness unlike any other type of forgiveness. Number two offer in Ramadan is a multiplication of reward. Ya akhi, I already know that. No, Ramadan is different. Fasting is different. Give me proof. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your good deed to Allah is multiplied by 10. So for example, your hourly wage is $10. Allah, the best of examples, you work for 1 hour, Allah pays you minimum, like you work for 10 hours. Not double time, 10 times, minimum. But then Allah teaches us, إِلَى سَبْعِمِئَةٍ, up to 700 times. Allahu Akbar. Now it's $7,000 an hour. That's how Allah does it, in a way that fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an example. Akhi, where's the fasting? I'm coming. Allah says, except for fasting, these numbers do not apply. The 10 to 700, they do not apply to fasting. Allah says that. Why? Because it's a number that no one will ever comprehend. May Allah allow us to appreciate Ramadan. May Allah allow us to appreciate fasting. Allah says, إِلَّا الصَّمْفِ إِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِ. I will personally, Allah said, I handle it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, performing Umrah, it gives the reward of Hajj if you do Umrah in Ramadan. What about Laylatul Qadr? Allah says in the Quran, Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. No, it is better than 1,000 months. So one night of Laylatul Qadr, you worship Allah, it's like almost more than 83 years. So if you witness 30 Ramadans in your life, it's like you lived 2,400 plus years, 2,400 years old of ibadah to Allah Jalla Jalaluh. You see how the Prophet said Ameen? Now you feel him? Now you see why he said Ameen? May you be destroyed because you gotta be miserable human. Lord, offer number three out of four. Lifetime pass, protection from hell, forever. How is that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna lillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects during iftar time. When iftar time comes, Allah selects people to be freed from hell forever. Think of like you got a membership, you will never go to hell. Allah will protect them, Allah will guide them in every way possible, because Allah never breaks His promise. If I say you're freed from hell, you are freed from hell, period. When you are selected, that means you gotta work hard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what the Sahaba said about him. كان أجود الناس. He was the most generous human being that ever walked on earth. His generosity is unbelievable. Are you ready? وكان أجود ما يكون. And his generosity goes to another level in Ramadan. Ya Allah. So because of utaqa, there's freeing from hellfire, there's forget all that stuff. So please, please. Sometimes people say statements without thinking, wallahi. Akhi, anna my Ramadan is like before Ramadan. Subhanallah, my schedule stays the same. Akhi, shame on you. Aib to say stuff like that. Rasulullah was able to upgrade his ibadah. He was able to upgrade. You say, well, my Ramadan will be like before Ramadan because I work really hard. No, you gotta be humble. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a whole other level of ibadah. Ramadan was not meant for us to go to Florida and take a vacation. Ramadan was not meant for us to do things that can be postponed to after Ramadan. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, what did the Prophet do? Sleep is over, it's time out, no sleeping. You sleep in the day. The business, yeah, business ba'deen. Use your vacation days. Vacation days, last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is the attitude of the believer in Ramadan. Fourth and last one. We said number one, forgiveness unlike other. And I hope that was made clear. Number two, multiplication of reward. And I hope that was made clear. May Allah grant you all the ability to witness Ramadan. Number three, free pass forever from hell. May Allah grant it to you and your loved ones. Number four, Allah promises to make you happy. Give us proof. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us how Allah says, "Inna lis-sa'imi farhatan." The one who's fasting has two moments of extreme joy or of high level joy. The moment you break your fast, and we all know how exciting that is, right? What do we have for iftar? That happy moment. What's the other moment of happiness? Allah teaches us, وَفَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ. The day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Surprise. Ya Allah. When the king tells you in this world, if a king tells you, I got a surprise for you, you expect the gift to be equal to the wealth of the king. If a king tells me, I have a surprise for you, I will think he has a Bentley for me, Bugatti, something like that. Allah Jalla Jalal, the best of examples, the king of all kings, he says, I got a surprise. One last hadith about surprise and happiness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَابَ. In Jannah, there's a door called Ar-Rayyan. That's the name of the door. May Allah make you all enter through it, Ya Rabb. The Prophet says, يوم القيامة, there will be an announcement. أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. Where are those who used to fast? فَيَقُومُونَ. They all stand up. فَيَدْخُلُونَ. And they all enter that door. And once they enter, the door is locked. No one else enters. Hadith stops. But what's in there? Surprise. Ya Allah. Reward of Ramadan? Surprise. What's in Jannah? Surprise. That makes us even more excited. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three whose supplication is never turned down. The dua of a just ruler and a fasting person when he breaks his fast, and the supplication of the oppressed. Allah will raise it up to the clouds on the day of judgment, and the gates of heaven will be opened for it. And Allah says, I swear by my power and might, I will help you, even if it is after some time. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are people who fast, and the only outcome they get from their fast is being hungry. And there are those who pray at night, and the only outcome they get from their prayers is a sleepless night. So brothers and sisters, this is possibly because either they did not have a correct intention, or their fast and prayers were accompanied by so much sin. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break his fast, he used to say, ذهب الظمأ, the thirst is gone, وابتلت العروق, and the veins are moist, وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, and the reward is guaranteed by the will of Allah. So, O you who struggles and fast, you have the right to be optimistic in getting the reward from Allah. May we reach Ramadan. May Allah forgive us all, and may Allah make you all witness Ramadan. Amin.
Alhamdulillah.
We are happy to announce the launch of the One Islam TV app. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. Two new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. No more annoying ads or pop-ups. 100% safe browsing for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.